You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking Atlanta Braves with MLB.com's Braves beat reporter, Mark Bowman. Mark, it's midseason. It's actually a tick past midseason, and so we're doing our look back to the first half and look ahead to the second half midterm podcast. And so the first question I have for you, and I think it's an interesting one with the Braves, is how do they view this first half? Is this a good first half? Is this a so-so first half? I mean, the external expectations about this club were very low, but I think internal expectations were a lot higher than that. So for this team to be on the fringes of contention, right about 500, is that good, bad, or in between?
I think the team is very happy with where they stand. They said all along that they knew that they didn't have the best-looking club, the most talented club at the same time. They have stuck to their commitment to make sure that this was not going to be just a season that they punted away. They were not going to allow it to be a 100-loss season. They like the way that the team has fought through, you know, some tough stretches. A lot of that is attributed to the leadership that A.J. Pierzynski, Johnny Gomes, some of the guys that they brought into that clubhouse. There's been a different attitude. And while that has had an effect, has had a positive effect this year, it is also, they're hoping, will continue to have an effect on some of the younger players within the clubhouse. Now, where they go the rest of the season remains to be seen. Maybe they continue to just be a 500 club, but I think that they're very happy and intrigued by how these next few weeks go leading up to the trade deadline, because they're still not exactly sure which way they're going to go. The one thing I would say is, whether you debate whether there's going to be buyers or sellers, the one thing they won't be is significant buyers. That's the one thing. Maybe they grab a piece here and there, but yes, they're very happy to have given their fans a chance to continue to look at the standings through the entire first half.
What's the biggest pleasant surprise about the first half of the 2015 Braves, or at least the biggest pleasant surprise for people other than me?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I was ready to say that. Yes, you definitely deserve credit for, if we go back to early April and we talked about what are the Braves going to do with the center field position, you pegged it correctly. I kept saying, hey, look, they're going to play Eric Young. You said, why not play Cameron Maven? If he's healthy, he can live up to his potential, and he has done exactly that. Cameron Maven is it. I would say, if you ask me who the biggest surprise is, I'll say Cameron Maven. You ask me who the team's most valuable player is right now, it's been Cameron Maven, because what he has done since he gained the everyday job on May 2nd is to energize the top of that lineup. Played great defense, provided speed. He's done everything that you could have expected. I believe first time maybe we saw him in the Futures game was 2006 or 7 there, and he's 28 years old right now. He is that player. And the one thing that I didn't realize how much of an effect it would have, what I've learned over the last few months, is being back close to his home in North Carolina has really energized him. He loves going out in the field and hearing people say, stuff, hey, I'm from Asheville, this kind of stuff. He's a different player. He's the guy that the Tigers, Marlins, and Padres at one point were hoping that they were going to get. If you go back to, like I said, he took over the everyday job there in early May. If you would have asked me in early June, will they trade him? Part of the thought process was, maybe they will trade him right now because the value is never going to be higher. Well, we've gone through 2 months right now. This is not a fluke. This is, I think this is who Cameron Maven can be, will be. If they get significant value for him, maybe they would trade him. But this is not just one of those, hey, let's dump him before he falls. I think what we're seeing right now is there's a guy who can provide you significant value on both offensively, defensively, and with his legs.
And in the opposite direction, what's the biggest disappointment for this club so far?
Well, we continue to talk about Julio Teheran, and I think you have to. despite what he's done the last two starts, which, you know, provided some encouragement. Here's a guy, a 24-year-old kid. I think the best thing I heard from a very experienced veteran, was that, you know, he's lost his identity. What we've seen is that the fastball, the fastball command has been very inconsistent. He started shying away from the four-seamer, fell in love with the two-seam too much. The two-seam kept running out over the middle of the plate against left-handers. Left-handers have had their way with him for most of the first half. Recently, he's had a little more success against them. If he can turn things around, if these last two starts are some indication of where he's going, obviously it's going to help the Braves win some games, down the stretch. At the same time, if he is one of those key pieces that they try to use this offseason to get the big bat that they need, obviously he can enhance his value. But based on what we saw in his first two major league seasons, to see him go into the break with a 4+ ERA, he's obviously been the biggest disappointment. Fortunately, they've had other people in the rotation who have stepped up. Obviously Shelby Miller and Alex Wood has taken charge or has picked things up here lately. It hasn't been a significant detriment to the entire rotation.
What's the number one storyline to watch for this club in the second half?
Well, I think these next few weeks, where are they going to go? It's, they've gone through this stretch here right before the break, where they've had the opportunity to play three consecutive last place teams. That's allowed them to right themselves, get away from that rough stretch where they had at the end of June, where they were facing DeGrom, Syndergaard, Harvey, the Pirates staff, Scherzer, Zimmerman, without Freddie Freeman. I think basically where they stand, let's just throw out July 24th, 25th, is going to have a lot to do with who they deal with and who they end the season with, because you've got A.J. Pierzynski going to draw some attention from some teams that they want a left-handed bat. You're going to have some teams call about Jim Johnson, Jason Grilley. Obviously, if you trade Johnson and Grilley, your bullpen's going to be much weaker. You lose a Pierzynski. Now, all of a sudden, Christian Bethencourt's going to have to come up. It's going to be a much different-looking club. So I think the storyline for the second half will be dictated by what this team does over the next 2 weeks.
Which sort of means that you almost can't answer the next question, but within this framework with so many kind of moving parts, is there one thing that you can point to that this team needs to do between now and the deadline?
I think that they just need to continue to have this mindset, this kind of chip on their shoulder that, hey, it doesn't matter who is here. We just need to do whatever we can to stay in this race. And I think that Nick Markakis and Johnny Gomes did a great job of that the first day of the season. They trade Craig Kimbrell the night before the season starts, and they show up in Miami the next day at the ballpark, and Markakis and Gomes stand up and say, it's not about who's not here. We don't focus on that. And I think that has kind of resonated with young players like Jace Peterson, and obviously Maven has helped out some there. It's provided a little bit of a different identity with Freddie Freeman, because that wasn't necessarily the message he was hearing from some of the guys he was with the last couple of years. So I think it's a club that no matter who is with them, they need to realize they've already made great strides to be a club that could make some noise in 2016, because the foundation is there, and the club has shown a commitment to do whatever whatever is necessary to make the most out of this season. And I think this winter is going to be very interesting.
Finally, where do you think this team finishes this season?
I think that this club's probably going to be right around 78 to 81 wins there. I think right there, that 500 club, that it's going to finish third. But I think at the end of the season, when we go back and you ask me, you know, if we do this again at the end of the season, the end of the season wrap up, you say, was this season a success? I would say it was, just because, you know, just because the culture has changed, the foundation, that they've got an idea of where they're going. They know that Jace Peterson could be, you know, can be their second baseman for the future. We need to know what Jose Peraza and Malik Smith are going to be the next couple of years. It's neat to see, you know, a guy like Terrell Jenkins is now at Triple A as well. That has been fun. To where I've covered this team for a long time. I don't remember another season where, when I, you know, it was, you wake up the next day and you look at the minor league box scores, you know, because you really want to see what all these prospects that they've acquired over the last 6-7 months have been doing, and it has been fun to watch the Malik Smiths and the Terrell Jenkins, and obviously we've seen a lot of them to get to Atlanta already. So I think the fan base has been energized by that as well.
All right. Well, Mark Bowman, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.